If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, show.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hello, Hello Show.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show, everybody.
Hello, welcome to season 5, mix number 7. Welcome to the podcast. How's everyone doing today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so... The whole Spotify thing put me in such a good mood to record because it reminded me that... Damn, people listen to us. Yeah. I thought it was just us.
Yeah,
I thought it was just
man.
Like, you know.
Unwrapped.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Spotify Unwrapped is just putting me in such a good mood. So thank you for tagging us and continue tagging us with honestly whatever you want to tag us. True. Unless it's like inappropriate because I don't want to see your butt crack.
Oh, wow.
I want to see
Have you been tagged
armpit.
In a butt crack photo?
Nah, man.
Not
I would
yet.
not like
yet.
That.
First time for
not yet. The possibilities. But welcome to the podcast. This is the Hello, Hello Show. I'm Rika and I am in the UK. So we are recording remotely and that's JC.
Hello, everyone.
He is in
the Philippines. Yeah, but we still have a lot of fun on this podcast, no matter which part of the world we're from. And of course, we cater to mostly Pinoys, you know, whether you're living in the Philippines or abroad like Rika G, because we talk a lot about stuff that's going on in the Philippines. So that's called the TTs, the trending topics, which today are they all Pinoy? Like they're all local?
Yeah.
They are, right?
Yeah. From the Philippines. Yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today is just filled with a lot of controversy and issue.
Because that's what sells, issues. Man. Controversy
I know.
Sells.
No, but actually, this is just like a conversation starter for us Leche fans, okay? So we're not trying to stir the pot. We're not trying to like make anybody look bad. We're just having a conversation about these issues that... You know, if you just want to share, then why not,
Quick
right?
question.
So the first
the
one.
The term stir the pot, why is that such a bad thing? Don't you want to stir the pot? Because when you're cooking, you need to stir the
kasi
pot.
Kasi masusunog, di ba? Parang,
right?
pag hindi mo hinalo yung mahablangka, hindi magiging mahablangka.
So thank you for
patay.
Stirring the pot. So, bye, off the ka lang.
Kalang.
Ay, ano yun? Not kalang.
Kalan.
Off kalan? The something. I forgot the word. Kapampangan yata yun eh.
What's the Tagalog version of that kapampangan?
I don't know nga. I'm trying to think.
Or English.
Baka English, wait lang. Off the... Never mind, later na lang. Isipin ko na lang.
Later. Okay.
So anyway.
So our TTs for today, the first one is about this young couple. Mm. And I'd like to believe that they're senior high or freshman in college. I don't know. Parang ganun yung ano, fresh eh. Basta fresh.
Fresh.
Okay.
Young at heart and young
in the face.
In the face.
So they went out for dinner. I don't want to call it a date because, you know, it might put a little bit of color in it. But they went out to dinner. And then the guy posted about their whole dinner because it's in a famous restaurant. Tapos parang medyo na put in a bad light yung girl because of the post.
Okay.
Okay, so they went to Wolfgang Steakhouse and then he even posted like price reveal at the end, pero hindi naman naging kami. Parang ganun. That's like the gist of the whole post. Okay. So, you know, a lot of people had opinions about it. Mm-hmm. I have my own opinion and I'm sure you guys will have as well.
Right.
And then, next one is about Rosmar. If you guys don't know her, she is she calls herself a CEO of her own business. And she does have her own business and she's also a vlogger. So she has, I guess she has like multiple income streams.
Yeah.
And then she went on Tony Talks. TBH, like, ako, I'm trying to get away from Tony Talks as much as possible.
That's Tony Gonzaga's
there
talk
just
show.
Like, yeah. Mm. Yes. On YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's like a network.
TV,
anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to get away from Tony Talks as much as I can because it just infuriates me sometimes. And then she went on Tony Talks and she claimed, or she said actually publicly, that she earns 13 million a day.
13 million pesos.
13 million pesos a day. And then she continued to say that actually yung 5 million parang medyo mahina pa sa akin. It's a slow day.
For
slow
one day,
bro!
For one
for
day!
For one day!
Wow!
So, tapos, the whole issue around here is, okay, fine, sige, you earn a lot. Okay, fine. But the whole issue around this is, like, people started tagging BIR to look into her because it just doesn't make sense in people's heads that she earns 13 million a day. And then she pays for cash in almost everything that she has.
Yeah.
And she has, like, sports cars and, like, a big house and everything. So yun. So tinag nila yung BIR. They went for it. They went for the jugular, man.
What a bunch of snitches, man. What a bunch of snitches.
Nakakatawa, pero I mean, like, I kind of want to know now. I kind of want to know what the BIR will uncover in that.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the second TT. Okay. And the last TT is this video that went viral of a waiter or a worker from Chowking. It's not in Metro Manila. I think it's from Cebu, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Tama ba?
Not in Metro Manila.
Sorry.
Not in Metro Manila.
Oh, but not in Metro Manila. And then there's this salesperson or, yeah.
It was in Davao City.
It's in Davao. City, yeah. There's this worker who's going around subdivisions near the Chowking branch. We can say Chowking, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
Jollibee.
I don't know.
McDonald's. Angel's Pizza. I know. The best Angel's
so,
Pizza.
So, yon. There's a video that this woman is going around the subdivisions to actually get orders.
Yeah.
Because they have a quota to meet and they want to have more sales. Because apparently, less and less people are going to the branch and ordering there. So, pumupunta siya like door to door. As in, may dala-dala siyang
halo-halo
order niyo. Which is like, which is bizarre to me because these people aren't ordering online.
Right.
These are people ordering like through that human. Mm-hmm. Like, para siyang walking
parang nagbebenta ng taho, di ba? I mean, but instead of taho,
exactly.
She's bringing her goods from the store.
Tapos, ang nakakaawa pa dun, there were like details about that whole interaction that were revealed that we're gonna talk about later on.
Okay.
So, sit tight and it's gonna be, you know, like, filled with a lot of things this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, we do also talk about ourselves, just in case you guys want to know.
Yeah, what's going on
know,
with us.
Honestly, yeah. What's going on with us.
We like to boost
what
our
happened?
Egos on this podcast because we're so important.
We always liken it to when people watch like A Day in My Life on YouTube.
Yeah.
Parang ganon.
Yeah, sometimes so I watch vloggers who I've never met and I just want to know about what's going on in their life.
I know. Mm. Why do they like that certain creamer from Walmart?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Or why is that lady in the North Pole playing with polar bears, the one you talked about last week? Was it North
Pole?
We don't know, man.
Cecilia.
Yeah, good old Cecilia. Anyway, you can jump to the timestamps to the TTs. They're listed in the description, but let's get to where you've been. And who went first last week?
I think I went
first
last week.
Okay, I'll go first.
You go first.
All right. First thing, my most recent memory, last night, I actually hosted for McDonald's.
Oh my gosh, I saw. I missed those events. Because honestly, for me, McDonald's like really goes all out.
Yeah. They had Grimace there. So, I mean, they had Grimace. Oh, okay, here. Okay, so you know Ronald McDonald, right? You know Grimace. Mm. Name me the name of the bird. Don't look it up. I had to Google.
There's a bird?
The bird, the girl. The girl and the bird.
Maria.
No. It's the easiest. I mean,
Maria the bird.
You know how sometimes when you name a, like, say, oh, what's that dog's name? And it's Brown. You say Brownie, right? Okay, I'll give you a clue. What's the bird's name?
Cheeky.
No. Even more simple. It's a bird.
Birdie.
Her name is Birdie, the early bird. Birdie, the early bird. Aww. And then Hamburglar. Yeah, so it was for their Christmas lights magic. That's the name of the thing. So they've been doing it apparently since 2021. And so this is what, second or third year? 2023 running. And it was held
is
at...
Is this the one that goes through the drive-thru?
Yeah.
In, I hosted that one like 2 years ago.
Oh, yun.
It's amazing.
Mm. Sa McKinley West?
Amazing. Yes.
Ayun. That's the one, man.
Yun yung first one. Yeah, dude. It is so nice. Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, it was... So we started on the second floor. There's like a room there. So there were like... It's a bunch of media, man. Like all the... The, you know, ABS, GMA, plus like all these other publications, because they were launching, yun nga, you know, not sponsored by the way, but like bagong McFlurry, may bagong ano, the yung chicken McDo daw nila is bigger, you know, they have the whole Vice Ganda ads running right now that, you know, pushing the brand new chicken McDo. And then, yun nga, they have this light show, whatever, or lighted up store. Which all carries over into the drive-thru. And it's really nice. Parang siyang mga parol na ewan. Like, it's really bright and colorful.
There's usually a theme, right?
This one, I don't know if there was a certain theme. They were just pushing, really. It was a collaboration with Coca-Cola. They had some color-changing cups, which I got a cool set. They gave me a set after the hosting as well, which was so cool. Parang anim sila. And then you pour the water, and then the cup changes color and stuff. Yeah, man, the drive-thru was really nice. So they opened up the drive-thru. Yung problema lang, sobrang init kahapon. And I was reading off of cue cards, right? Uh-huh. So, pinapawisan ako. Oh my God. So, pagtingin ko sa cue card ko, yung pawis ko, it went to my eyes. To my eyes. Oh my God. Sobrang hapde. I was struggling, and I didn't want to wipe my face because hawak ko yung mic sa isang kamay. And then it was a live stream spiel.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, it's so hot, bro. Init. But yeah, that was really cool. So thank you to McDonald's. Thank you to who got me for this one? Summit. Thank you to Summit. Summit Media, I think, was the one. Summit Events. What's that? So shout out to them. Other than that, man, what else am I got going on? I've been catching up on some TV shows that I have been late on, like The Boys. Do you watch The Boys? The one about the superheroes?
No, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't. It's the one that everybody has superheroes except for one?
No, it's everybody. It's a world full of superheroes, but most of the superheroes are like assholes.
Assholes.
Yeah, hey. That one. So The
influencers.
Boys. Yeah. Actually, they are influencers in the show. So... The Boys. This weekend we went to MOA. We took the bus, yung EDSA carousel. Like it was cool.
You know, is it convenient?
It is. It's convenient in the sense of like the stops are well placed. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like so, dire-diretso lang, and the bus lane is so fast. Parang naka roller coaster sa EK. Like it was fast because there's no traffic. It's convenient in that sense, and it's set stops now, so you know that this is where you gotta stop, this is where it's gonna stop, this is where you ride, blah blah blah.
Compared to before, where you're just like flying left and right.
But then it got me thinking, right? Because I used to take the bus all the time pre-pandemic, before they had the bus lane and everything. And I had two initial feelings. Although it's just more of a personal thing, siguro. Yeah, one is that it's a little inconvenient for EDSA Carousel if you want to go back the other way. Like for example, from MOA, you have to ride a bus para makapunta sa stop na pa EDSA North. So you have to like take two rides instead of just taking. Dati kasi from MOA, you can ride a bus straight back to EDSA up EDSA, diba? Ngayon. Kailangan mo pa bumaba sa sa malapit sa Rojas Boulevard and then ride and then transfer to the bus that goes north kasi parang iikot siya. So it's like you're catching the other side of the carousel.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then I also missed the second part was yung mga maraming, 'di ba, maraming signs yung mga bus. I always remember how Ortigas ilalim lagi. Kasi bumababa sa Galleria mismo, which is so close to my place.
Exactly.
And I just miss that you could like go to more specific places before.
Mm-mm.
Versus now, isang hub na lang near. So Ortigas sa MRT. And I hate walking up the stairs and then you have to go down the stair. That's the only part I don't like, really, is the inconvenience of getting to some of the stations. But overall,
it would have been I mean, like, it would have been like, it does make sense kasi na parang they make the stop in the MRT because stuff like that. It does make sense. Pero in the MRT, there's a lot of little inconveniences that you wouldn't like if you get dropped off there. Compared to, let's say, they have 4 escalators and 2 elevators. Yeah, okay, fine. You can go up and down, fine. Yeah. But no, everybody has to go through the stairs or that little tiny, like...
That road on the side?
That
road is never closing, bro. That's iconic.
It's iconic. As in, tapos kapag dalawa kayo magkatapat, tapos may bag kayong dalawa, kailangan itataas niyo yung bag niyo. Kasi hindi kayo kasha.
Oh, man.
It's true. But the thing is, actually, you know what? I'm actually happy that you mentioned you rode the bus. Kasi parang feeling ko lang, I mean, if it's really that convenient, I feel like dapat a lot more people ride the bus. And kasi may parang before, and this is me taking cue from conversations that I've had with my peers, people around me, friends, ganyan family, na parang they look down on people who ride buses. And I'm like, but why? It's supposed to be, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be for everybody.
Right.
Yung parang gano'n, na parang before talaga, as in like I would be in conversations na parang, oh my God, nagbus ka, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, anong sino gusto mo maglakad ako? I'm not gonna say anything! Stop it!
You wanna talk about influencers!
Basta ganon.
Okay.
So, yeah. But so, anyway.
Wala nang ano, standing room, at least for as far as I
so
see
lahat
it.
Nakaka-upo, nakaka-upo. Are you
so,
saying?
Yeah, it's like they don't let you stand anymore. I think.
And I think, pero alam mo, feeling ko that goes out the window during rush hour, I feel.
Maybe. Oo nga, kasi hindi kami sumakayan eh. Sunday kasi yun eh. So, I'm not 100% sure. But based on what I was seeing, parang umaalis agad yung bus pag puno na yung seats. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I did in a nutshell. I mean, besides the hosting, I have a lot. Probably next week, I got a lot more to talk about. I have like 1, 2... I have like 2 confirmed hostings. I have a VO gig tomorrow, and then I have like 2 that are pending. But so I might have a lot of work next week. So it's gonna be awesome.
Wapow!
What did you do?
Okay. This week I fell ill.
Oh wow! You fell ill.
I was nursing a fever.
You were under the weather.
Under the weather. So yes, I did. I did have a fever of 102. No, just kidding. I did have a fever. It wasn't like a huge thing. Pero I really felt like I was under the. I couldn't go out of the condo.
Oh no!
So all I did was just watch. Man, I finished 3 season. No, I finished 3 shows. Like the final season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nice.
Final season of. Oh no, but I also watched a lot of like Christmas movies again. And I cannot, like I told you, I cannot remember
the names.
I can't remember the names and the titles. So I just watched like a bunch of it. But we did get a new TV.
Yeah, I see it in the background
right there. Yes. And we wanted the white one. So we specifically got the one with a white border or white frame. Pero you can only pick it up. And the store is 20 minutes away. So we were thinking, it's too far to walk, but it's too close to get an Uber.
Right.
So ginawa namin, we brought like a trolley.
Oh, nice.
That we have.
Okay.
And then we walked with the TV. Tapos meron pa kaming script ni Ryan na parang if ever like somebody comes up to us and then we get mugged or something. Right. Na parang, oh no, this is a broken TV. We're about to go to the trash bin. You don't want this, man. yun yung script namin ni Ryan. If kunwari lang, we get mugged or something. But it's a very safe neighborhood anyway. Okay. So, it didn't happen.
That's good.
So I just went to work, stayed at home. I cooked a bunch of stuff. It's really not like an eventful weekend. What else did we do? But today, actually, I'm very excited because you know how I told you that one of the documentaries that I made
We got nominated.
I got nominated for an award, and today is the awards
night. Nice.
So yeah, so that's why I had to like book this recording early because it's gonna be later tonight.
All right, good luck.
So wish me luck. I feel positive about it, and even though let's say you know they pick another winner and something like that, it's still an achievement to be nominated.
Yeah, so, you could always use it like honored. A lot. There's a lot of actors that. When they're in the trailers, Oscar nominated,
nominated. Exactly.
Always, you can
exactly.
Just use it for the rest of your life.
award, hindi ako award winning, pero it's up for an award.
Oh, diba?
But yeah, what else did I do this week? Oh, okay, so I'm gonna tell you something exciting. And this is between you and me as co-hosts, and me and the Leche fans.
Okay.
And I need all of your manifestation energy, because a few months ago, I emailed this radio station in London that, oh, I'm a presenter, blah, 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 this is what I do. I sent them my videos and stuff. And then eventually, like a couple of days ago when I was having a fever, they replied.
Wow.
And they said that they're like interested, and they said that, oh, hey, so what do you want to do? What do you want to present on air? And I'm like,
what?
I could not be more excited, but I cannot, like I didn't have the energy to reply. I didn't have the energy to like, oh my God, sobrang nilalagnat ako. So I had to reply like 2 days after. And I was thinking, did I miss my opportunity because I replied 2 days after? What do you think? But I did say in the email na parang, I'm sorry, I had a fever a couple of days ago, blah, blah, blah. So, ganon.
Okay.
So, I am over the moon. And they even followed me on Instagram, the radio station.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, parang, yeah. So, parang, oh my gosh, I really hope that, you know, something happens with this, because I am just ecstatic, and it's something na parang I know I'm good at. I know I can do this.
True, true.
And stuff like that. So parang ako, oh my gosh, did I miss my chance because of this stupid fever?
Damn. You were that sick, dude? Like, you were that out of it? That's crazy.
Yeah,
you
dude. Really
sick.
Like, natutulog ako, as in like, I get like, alam mo yung isusulat ko na yung email, kasi ang tinanong niya kasi talaga sa akin is, what are you thinking of presenting on air?
Mm.
So ako, naisip ko, I can't just be like, blah, 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 ganyan-ganyan.
Okay.
So parang kinailangan ko pa siya isipin, tapos nakakatulog ako because of the medicine, and then I have to like, cook food for myself, blah, blah, blah. So, hindi naman siya super late. Like, nag-reply ako, like
two days.
After two days.
Two working days. Kasama ba yung working day or is that weekend?
No, working day siya.
Okay.
So nag-reply siya, nag-email siya ng 10 a.m. 2 p.m. pala, 2 p.m. on Monday.
Okay.
And then I replied
Wednesday.
Wednesday 8 a.m.
Okay na yun, I think. That's
not, okay
that's
lang,
not,
diba?
Not so bad. Because, you
it's
know, 2
like
p.m.,
one
right? You could have been busy. You had a meeting on Monday afternoon.
Yeah,
Tuesday,
yeah.
Your email, you had to check the people that emailed in the morning on Monday.
Exactly.
And then, yeah.
So, pero sinabi ko din naman na parang, I'm so sorry, I had a fever, ganyan. So, yon. So, I laid down like my plans, what I wanted to talk about, which I'm very excited actually, kasi parang naisip ko, since I'm already here, and it's, you know, it's a different place, I still want to talk about my culture and like other people's like Asian backgrounds or cultures,
right,
and stuff like
right.
that. Tapos parang like if there's a new restaurant or like new artists, ganyan. I think it's an exciting like thing to talk about on air, especially because, you know, wala naman tayo sa Pilipinas, diba? So ganon. So I'm just so ecstatic. As in like, I cannot wait. So, okay, TBH, wala pang reply. And I don't know. Kasi even when I emailed them, it was like months ago. It was months ago.
Wow.
Talaga. Like,
okay.
Yeah. So, yon.
That means so they have a real particular interest. I mean, like, they're genuine interest, because if they took
exactly.
the time. Right? They took the time. Wow.
I know.
That's
and
nice.
So, parang sobrang excited daw. Kasi, can you imagine? Okay, anyway, I'm just super excited. So, I need all of your manifestation energy and, like, all of your, like, brain power to convince this person to reply to me through email. Kasi, he's, like, the founder of the whole
radio station. Oh, it's the founder who emailed you.
It's the founder.
Look at
you. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm super excited. And I think that's like one of like the highlights of my week. Oh, wow. I just couldn't enjoy it really well kasi nilalagnat ang lola nyo. Oh gosh. Anyway, I think I want to end. Oh, okay. Last one, actually. I met up with my childhood friend last Saturday, actually. So we used to be neighbors. And actually, she used to be like my safety person before when I was in like kindergarten or something. Okay. As in, when we go to school, I need to hold her hand when going in like the gate of the school. Yes. Kasi parang siyang safety teddy bear. Mm. Parang ganun. Yeah. So, ganun kami. But eventually, she moved house and then we lost touch. But when we reconnected this Saturday, kasi she's also a nurse here in the UK, we met up with her and then it felt like
home.
Nothing, like no years passed by.
Wow.
As in yung parang, it felt like I was talking to a long time friend.
When's the last time
really
you saw
happy.
Her?
Oh my gosh, ang tagal na. As in siguro grade school pa ako.
When you were holding hands, like that age?
Hindi naman, pero siguro grade school. Oh, wow. Kasi we used to be, we used to be...
Schoolmates.
Neighbors.
Neighbors in school.
Neighbors. Okay. As in talagang yung wall namin, wall din nila. Ganon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ganon. So... Yeah, I think it's been like more than 10 years. But I mean, sometimes I get updated because of her, and her OB is my mom. So
okay.
So, parang,
so your mom tells
so
you about her.
That
would be crazy, right? That would be illegal.
It would be legal. No. My mom never does that. Like, good, kahit patanungin ko na parang, whatever. Never, ever. So, anyway.
I don't think you'd want to know anyway.
I know. I don't want to know, dude. I don't want to know. My friends, you know, like, Muke. I don't know. Anyway. So we did reconnect. And I think it's because, like, magka-vibes kami. We went to the same school. You know, we grew up in the same neighborhood. So parang hindi naman kami like hindi kami others. You know what I mean? Like same kami ng kinalakihan and everything. So it was really nice talking to her and having like sabi ko nga sa kanya, you're like the closest thing I have to a family here in the UK kasi you know what I mean?
So she
kasi
parang siya yung lives there then.
She's new here because she just got hired. She just got hired. And I'm so happy that, you know, we met up and stuff like that. So,
galing.
Ayun. Yeah, so we went around. We went to Covent Garden. We did a little shopping. You know, spent some coins.
Paano kayo nag-reconnect Facebook?
Ano kasi, doctor niya si mama.
Okay.
So my mom told me that she's going here, like she's actually living here alone by herself. Like she doesn't know anybody.
Wow.
Tapos she said that we should meet up and I'm like, okay, fine, sure.
That's
I mean,
cool,
I'm
huh?
up for that, you know?
Galing, huh?
Any excuse to get out. Actually, I have been connecting with a lot of people here in the UK who are Filipinos, but we're not particularly close, but we do know of each other back in the Philippines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I met up with a friend who I once worked with. Tapos, nag-move siya dito sa UK. So, we had to meet. Tapos, parang we connected. Mm. And I felt like vibes kami. And then there was another one. She used to go to the same college as me. And then she went to the UK to take her master's. And then, again, we connected. Mm. So, parang these people aren't directly connected with me. But parang acquaintances kami back in the Philippines. But because we're here in the UK... You know, we wanted to find a friend, diba? Kasi sometimes it gets lonely, and it's just nice to kind of talk to somebody who gets you.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. So, kaya I meet up with these people because parang pwede ka mag-rant and they get you. Mm-hmm. Kasi compared to like, let's say, I mean, I love my brother, but minsan mag-rant ako, baka hindi nga gets.
Shout out Boju Garcia.
I know. So, there. Mm-hmm. That's it. Finn,
all right. What pal? Let's start with our first TT, which is the one that Rika G found for us today. Regarding the Wolfgang steakhouse thing with the two young looking people. Tell us, fill us in on this.
Okay, so the initial post that went viral was the post of a guy who said that nag-Wolfgang date pero hindi kami nag-work sa isa't isa sa dulo, outs. Tapos
outs.
He even kind of like taunted the whole thing with price reveal sa dulo. So he did like post a picture of the girl and posted a picture of them together. And then at the end of it, it's a receipt for 12,000 pesos. Because obviously you went to Wolfgang and you're going to spend that much, diba? Unless you get like a side of butter or whatever.
Right.
So people didn't really sit well with people because it looked like he was putting the girl in a bad light, kind of like a gold digger. And actually, if you search for it on Google, I am shocked about like these headlines. Kasi parang meron dito, girl gets judged as gold digger, quote unquote. Tapos parang ako, parang naisip ko lang, why would you, anyway, it's just, it puts the girl in the bad light, in a bad light for me. So a lot of people had their own opinions initially na parang, ano ba yan? Parang you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, you know, like, I mean, you're not supposed to do that. Like, ang weird nung ginagawa mo and stuff like that. And then eventually, I found the post of the girl kind of like clapping back. And if you see the whole conversation, because she has the screenshots of their conversation before going to Wolfgang, before going to BGC. Initially, the guy was asking her, nasamahan siya for a haircut in festival, like festival in Alabang.
Okay.
So, sabi niya, and this is like the actual post of the girl, nung screenshot. Ang sabi niya, magpapagupit at shooting daw kami. He's a photographer and I'm a model, kaya pumayag din ako. So, initially, sa festival nga daw. Tapos, nagtatanong pa nga yung girl if like may kasama silang chaperone or something.
Okay.
And then, apparently, it's gonna be just the two of them. And then, she explained with the screenshots that the guy always does things for her and she's always grateful, but she never really asks the guy to do it.
Yeah.
Tapos, hindi naman siya nag-insist to go to a fancy restaurant or something. Parang ganun. So if you look at the conversation, actually, it's very PG. Walang namimilit.
That's good.
Walang whatever. It's kind of just like them making plans. Basically, plans. So eventually, napunta sa, gusto mo sa BGC na lang tayo, suntuin kita. Tapos, since hindi pa daw nakakapag-BGC, yung girl parang, okay, sige.
Like
so, minention niya daw yung, that's what she said.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Tama ba?
Maybe.
Oh, parang ganun. Or like, hindi, baka, oh, maybe in a while, parang ganun. Or, diba, parang,
okay.
They don't really go like to Wolfgang every night. Parang ganun.
Oh, yeah.
So, sabi niya, ang plano High Street, hindi niya minention yung Wolfgang, but sinundo na siya. And then, after that, ayun, so, nagsuggest, yung parang, they're just making plans, and then eventually, they went to Wolfgang. Tapos nag, thank you pa nga yung guy, what a wonderful night, thank you. The girl had to kind of say clearly, ikaw na ang bahala. Kasi before daw nung lahat ng to, sinabi niya, kinlear niya yung intentions. Kinlear niya yung intentions niya na para hindi siya umasa. Sabi niya, ikaw bahala, pero sana wag ka mag-expect ng kapalit.
Okay.
Parang ganon.
Fair.
Tapos, nag-reply naman yung guy na basta hindi ka obligado na maghintay at, ay sorry, ito yung sinabi ng girl.
Okay.
Sabi ng girl, basta hindi ka obligado na maghintay, hindi kita paghihintayin, choice mo yan. You can leave whenever you want kasi hindi ako ready and ayoko naman umasa ka ng sobrang tagal.
Okay.
So, he's aware
that she
of
was, yeah,
all of
right,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. And in, honestly, after looking at all of this like information, after being informed thoroughly, but I feel like mas madami pang pwedeng i-post na screenshots. For me, this is like a, kumbaga, very PG siya. Alam mo yun, it's not the worst thing in the world. Mm. Kasi, okay, fine, nag-expect yung guy, and then,
despite
yung girl,
being told not to expect, right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Parang even with the post, for me, it's not the worst thing in the world. But although I do not like it, I don't like the post. Pero even the whole, like, yung reply ng girl.
Yung post niya sa TikTok ba yun?
Sa TikTok. Even yung reply ng girl with the TikTok and the screenshots. Mm. Parang ang bait ng girl. Parang ang bait niya, like, I would go ham on, like, what the hell, dude? What the fuck? Pero no, what she did was, like, post screenshots, explained everything. Mm. I'm sure something's gonna change between them, the whole dynamic. Kasi, you know, being painted in a bad light mm-hmm. in the public eye is not, you know, a tiny thing.
Yeah.
It's something else. So,
it's a red flag.
I would get it if, like, diba? It's a red flag. Gets ko yon. But, parang for me, buti na lang, this didn't blow up into something else mm-hmm. na parang nagwala yung girl or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So, but I honestly do not like what the guy did. Kasi
yeah.
even if it's like, kasi ang naiisip ko, baka kasi pinost niya yun for fun or parang para funny. Alam mo yun?
Yeah,
parang,
I can get that. Ganun. It's like a, because it's a common trope, di ba, with relationships or like early yeah. stages, you know, figuring it out, whatever. Actually, you know, just in the context of this whole thing happening, this happens all the time. It just doesn't get posted, which you shouldn't post yeah. it anyway. But I'm sure it happens all the time. I know a lot of people that would like, they would spend so much money and effort and whatever, fully knowing that the person that they were spending money and time on was not into them, but they still do it. Like, they did it.
Yeah, because it's your choice.
It's your choice.
You know,
yeah.
it's the dating.
Right,
it's the world of,
right.
you know, getting to know people.
And it happens a lot, which I don't understand, but it happens all the time. Like, so.
Exactly. Right. Alam mo, napapaisip tuloy ako kasi baka ang gusto din naman niyang, and I'm not defending the guy or whatever.
Right, right.
Kasi iniisip ko lang kasi yung line of
thinking
niya eh, na parang, is it kasi gusto niya ipaalam sa mga tao na mayaman siya? I don't know. But why in the expense of another person? Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you put the person down just to tell people na, oh, I can spend this much? But I'm not saying that this is the worst person ever. I'm not saying that. I mean, they made a bad decision. Yeah, okay. Pero, you know, let's take away the people in this situation. And like you said, it does happen a lot. What would you feel if this happened to you, let's say?
You know, the screenshot or whatever that he posted, that seems like something that you would post in your group chat with your closest friends.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, it's not really for public consumption,
mm-hmm.
right? So how would I feel if I was the... Wait, what your question is, like, how would I feel
if somebody took you out and then somebody
posted this,
suddenly posted that...
Yeah, that I was a user, whatever.
To be fair, hindi naman niya sinabi.
I know, but that I was, you know, like, that I...
Sinabi niya lang that, oh, I took her out.
Kami, la, la, la. Yeah, yeah.
Hindi naging kami, ganyan.
Yeah.
It's just so weird that you would expect something out of it when initially you were already told.
Mm.
So parang naisip ko tuloy, is that a joke or something na parang that went badly? Diba?
That's my initial guess. My guess is that it was you know, to be made fun of. Like, it's a
self-deprecating
joke,
yeah.
right? But that's why I said it usually goes to your group chat of friends where your friends can make fun of you, right? Like, oh, you look at that. I told you she wasn't into you, blah, blah, blah. You still spend,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But to post it to the world is a little bit, like, who, like, why? You know?
Also, can I just say that there's also nothing wrong with accepting a meal with a friend. Okay, fine, they pay for it or whatever. And for me, parang it is so uncalled for to be called a gold digger.
Oh, yeah.
When you're just saying yes to the plans.
Right.
Diba? And so what? So what if, okay, fine, you have a rich friend and then they say that, no, I'm gonna pay, and then you let them pay.
Mm.
Diba? Yung parang
that's
ako,
my favorite thing to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? It's not illegal. Mm. You're not forcing them to pay for the meal.
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang, And for me, alam mo ba, I've had multiple conversations with different people saying that I actually went out for the date because it's a nice restaurant. And I'm like, you go, girl.
Yeah, ma'am.
Because you don't
know.
Don't
bring your wallet. You're good to go.
Yeah, bro. Just bring a lip gloss, man. Bring the tiniest bag.
Man.
Kasi diba, parang, I mean, diba, parang, for me, it's not illegal. Yeah. You're not, you know, it's not a robbery. Mm. If they clearly said that they're gonna pay for it, okay, fine. Mm. Diba?
True.
So, yun.
More power.
It's not that I'm like, yeah, more power to you. And I hope na parang this doesn't have like major repercussions for the both of them. I feel like it's really a bad decision that was made public.
It's just
honestly.
Story of the week.
So,
no one's gonna remember it in a month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pero alam mo na, syempre, we always want like a lesson out of everything that we talk about. True. And for me, I think the lesson, the takeaway here is to just think before you click, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
And find someone who would be into you more, you know?
Yeah. Like, and I'm sure because they look like, we said, they look like they're young people.
Right.
There's going to be more, man. There's going to be more heartbreaks and more dates and more whatever.
Yes.
So just relax. Relax. Pero alam mo, hindi ko din masabi kasi parang, you know, sometimes you can really be unlucky with the people that you date.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, hindi ko din masabi talaga with that willingness to be with somebody really good and really nice, mabait and everything. Yeah. Parang gustong-gusto mo na silang like, you know, you wanna have this monogamous relationship with them because the dating world is rough out there, man. Mm-hmm.
But you have a better chance if you go with someone who is actually into you. I mean, yeah, right? That's so true. That's the bottom line of it all. Mm. Any more thoughts that's on this true. One, Rika G?
That's it, man.
Man, well, pal. No, I wish someone, okay. I mean, I wish, you know, Wolfgang was on the table all the time. I like, know. Man, that guy must be wealthy, bro. 12K? Magana? 12K?
Ay, yung Racine, the only Racine? Time I was...
Yeah, you went, you no, told the us.
The only time I went on a Wolfgang date was with Ryan. And then, the other time was with my dad.
Yeah, birthday mo, di ba? Birthday mo, di ba?
The birthday ng sister ko.
Birthday ng sister mo. Okay. Yeah.
Bro! Hindi ako makaget over talaga dun. Kasi hindi ko talaga in-expect. But to be fair, kasi mahal eh. Mahal talaga.
True. Dun. Pero masarap, no? Masarap na.
Pero masarap. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so Wapow, let's talk about Rosmar. Actually, full name according to Instagram.
Go.
Rosmar Peña Moratan, who I had never heard of until today, but she's a big deal online and like specifically when it comes to e-commerce, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
She is an entrepreneur. She went on Tony Talks, Tony Gonzaga's talk show on YouTube, and claims to have made or is making 13 million pesos per day on a regular day, and even
on a the slow day. Any
slow
day?
Slow day, 5 a.m. Slow day. 5 million pesos.
Bayahina. Mahina.
Yeah. based on her, you know, selling of skincare products, which involve like creams and then even like teas and stuff like that. Mm. Basically, you know, the stuff that you see advertised on like Lazada and stuff, right? All these there's so many skincare products out there. So she's just one of the companies that, or one of the many that does it, but claims to make, you know, 13 million pesos a day, which amounts to, doing the math, like 1.8 billion pesos a year.
A year.
If she was making really 13 a day, or is it 5 a day? Basta, she's making like more than a billion pesos per year. And as Rika said earlier, because of this, there are a lot of comments saying, oh, good for her, blah, blah. But there's also people questioning, is this legit? And tagging BIR, you know, snitching on Rosmar over here. And it does bring up questions because they even show little snippets during the talk show interview of her house, which is lined with every sports car that you could probably think of. She even said in the interview that she cannot even
remember
how many cars she has. That's how much she has. And she pays for these cars in cash. When Tony asked that she pay in cash, she said yes. So that's, makes you wonder, right? It makes you wonder.
Hmm.
I mean, but I did the math in my head, right? Because I mean, when it comes to big amounts, when I think, I usually think in dollars. And if it's really, if she's really making 1.8 billion pesos a year, that's about 34 million US dollars, I think, roughly, which is the salary of, like, you know, a big sports stars. Big CEOs in America make millions of dollars. So it's not out of the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the thing is, I've never heard of the product she sells.
Ako din eh. I am actually not sure what is the product. And I think it's a line. I think it's a skincare line.
It's they have like gluta whitening. It's called Rosmar. Yeah. Rosmar. And then she has Rosmar coffee. And yeah, just a bunch of skincare. Just think of any skincare. She has the, like, that kind of, yeah, she has lotions, she has whitening, blah, blah, blah. Toners, I guess.
She is the brand.
Yeah, she's the brand. Yeah, pretty much. It's
and
named after her.
I actually saw a tweet or kind of like a comment saying na parang for them it makes sense kasi yung customers niya and you know the people that she's marketing to are like yung parang masa yung tawag natin in the Philippines, meaning the majority of the people. So parang sinasabi niya na, oh, you know, it makes sense because, you know, these are people who can only afford this much, but they will buy every single month or every single week. Mm. Parang ganon. So ganon. So parang sinabi nila na for them it makes sense.
Right.
Pero parang, like you said, ako never ko pa narinig yung, like, hindi nagsistick yung brand sa utak.
True.
Ko. Like, I've never really had. Maybe I'm not the market, diba? You know?
Yeah, I'm looking on Lazada right now. And, yung mga products nila are pretty, I mean, affordable. Like, quote unquote, masa pricing, I guess. Like, it's 86 pesos for this soap, Kojic peeling soap, 250 for premium sunscreen. So, I mean, it's not like Kiehl's level na 1,000 pesos plus. And you can see the numbers sold. Like, I don't know if this is from the official store or resellers lang. But for example, this Rosmar Kakagayu soap has 9,999 plus sold. Diba Lazada shows you how many of the items are sold. So more than 10,000 sold. And hindi na nga
mabilang. How much is one?
47 pesos. So 47 so times 10,000. Yeah. So It's ano.
Tama ba? 500K?
Let me do the math. Or hanggang boy math lang ako eh. So,
ako nga wala. No math.
470,000 pesos. Diba?
Okay.
But that's,
okay.
That's total sold. I don't know if that's sold like for the month or total or lifetime or for the day. But possible, no? I mean, now that I kind of, we're taking a deeper dive into it. But just to fathom 5 to 12, 13 million a day, that's a lot of product that you're pushing.
The thing, ako, what I kind of want to talk about this is, okay, fine. I honestly do not care if she earns that much. Okay, fine. I don't care about that.
Yeah, good for her.
If she earns it in, you know, like, honestly, okay, fine. Kung wala mahanap yung BIR or like fines, may ganun, may something that they have to like fix with whatever, okay. But for me, what are your thoughts about being that vocal about how much you earn? And then at the same time, there's also that issue of there's like this trend going on in the Philippines of people calling themselves CEO. Actually, dun ako nagsimula sa Rosmar deep dive.
Okay.
Because there was this article that I saw about kind of like criticizing Rosmar and a lot of other influencers and a lot of other business owners calling themselves CEO when in fact, not everybody can just be called a CEO. You can be a business owner, yes. But being a CEO is like a different level.
Iba ba yun? I'm not really sure of the difference.
I suggest that you go on Google because there are a bunch of like explanations on what's the difference between a business owner and a CEO. And I think for me, from what I gathered, and don't take my words, you know, seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Pero from what I've gathered, a CEO, part ka dapat ng like a bigger organization.
Like a
conglomerate. And then there's also like the obviously the board, like the people holding you accountable, yes, parang yes, ganun. Yes. And then at the same time, you are expected to have a number of years of experience in that field, a higher level of education for you to be called the CEO. Mm-hmm. Because there's like a bunch of like big businesses where yes, you are called. There is a different business owner, and then there's a different CEO.
Right.
And you know what? Mm. If you kind of wanna understand it more, naalala ko lang. I remember the movie The Intern. If you remember that, the one with Anne Hathaway
and Robert De Niro.
Yeah. If you remember, Anne Hathaway is the business owner and the CEO at the same time. Okay. But they were looking for another CEO to replace her, and she just becomes the business owner. And then a CEO comes in.
Yes. Okay.
So you know what I mean. Yeah, parang ganon. Yeah. So anyway.
I get it.
Parang ganon. So, dun ako nagsimula sa deep dive. Kasi there's this writer in a newspaper that has like a bone to pick with people calling themselves CEOs. Okay. So, parang natawa ako. No? Parang, what is this person's problem, man? Mm-hmm. So, first, what are your thoughts about like, you know, basically, kung paano lang si Rosmar. Ah. Yeah, kasi kung paano siya, parang people are calling her like mayabang or like parang sobo-sobra na or something. But then again, if it's her money?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, if she wants to, for me, if I was making 13 million pesos a day, even legitimately, that's not stuff that I would really put out to the world. Because it paints a target on my back, not just with the BIR, rightfully, because if that BIR heard like I'm making 30 million, for sure they're gonna investigate whatever, right?
Yeah.
But more on the other people, people who have bad intentions. 13 million,
exactly.
Dude. They even posted the, you know, in the video, like I said, there's a clip of their place with the cars in front. Like, I mean, it's not really doxing or anything, but you could probably find this somewhere. Like, this is a pretty. Yeah. It's hard to miss a house with five sports cars just parked in front. It puts you in danger in a sense.
And it doesn't even seem like they're not, alam mo yun, parang naka-line up lang siya sa labas eh. Mm. Or is it just because of
maybe for the shoot. Possibly.
Naisip ko, paano yun, ang dami mong cars and then you don't even have like the garage for it. Yeah. Diba parang mamaya may magnakaw niyan or something. Anyway, ako naman, naisip ko, there's never a good outcome when you put out your money like that.
Yeah.
Because I cannot forget how the whole pork barrel scam unfolded because of the Instagram posts of the daughter.
Right.
Remember that? What's the name of the politician? I don't even remember the name of the politician. Yung basta yung na-convict because of the pork barrel scam and everything. Nagsimula yun because they were flaunting their riches on Instagram. Mm. Tapos parang, pero naisip ko naman na parang, edi at least na na-uncover, diba, yung kalokohan yung nangyayari. But for me, it will never go well. There's never a good outcome when you do that.
How do you even do your taxes at that level, no?
I think people do it for
you. I mean, you have an accountant, but like the accountant, like how do they, you know what I mean? Like the ledger or whatever of the ins and outs,
exactly.
The employees
the
that you're paying,
in there.
Right? Damn, man. Yeah. 13M, brother, that is so much money.
That is insane.
Grabe.
Kaya actually, pag titignan mo talaga yung everyday life niya, I think, yung parang feeling ko, because you earn that much, hindi mo siya matatago, especially when you're very active online.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kasi sabihin natin, you earn that much, but you're not active online. Okay, people won't really notice you know, like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's active online, and that's her everyday life, people will take notice. Kasi, di ba, pupunta ka lang ng Uniqlo, bibilin mo na yung kalahati ng Uniqlo, di halata talaga na. And then, masasabihan ka talaga na parang, ang yabang mo naman. Kasi yun yung issue ng mga tao, na parang ang yabang daw niya.
It didn't come off as super yabang, though, when I was watching.
No, because if you actually see other posts, there is this factor na parang may parang yabang. Pero parang sa akin kasi, if it's her own money,
yeah,
Eh, so what kung mayabang siya? Mm. That's your problem. It's a you problem, that's not true. A her problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In a sense, she's earned the right to be mayabang at that point. Oh, if she is, if she really is being mayabang, then she's earned that right, man.
And if she is mayabang, that's her only fault. If kunwari sabihin natin she earns her living honestly, wala siyang inaapakan, nothing illegal. Her only fault is being mayabang, and that's not illegal.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, looking at the numbers on Lazada, I mean, it makes a little bit more sense. It's just so hard to wrap my head around that number, 13 million pesos per day.
Exactly.
Right? I'm guessing. I don't know if I missed it in the interview or they didn't really expound on it. As a startup business, I don't know how many years she's been doing this, but it's like I guess, because it's not a big name brand that, I mean, it is a big name brand, apparently. It wasn't in my wheelhouse, right? Like, in terms of, wheelhouse ba yung tamang ano, saying? It's just not in my sphere. It's not in my world. It's not something that I've come across because it's not something that would probably, I would need in my life. But, galing.
Pero kasi, alam mo, baka din kasi, like, we're not business people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might make sense for people who understand, you know, making big money. Big money. Kasi parang, niisip ko, sabihin natin like, ganun yung kinikita ng, sabihin natin, Sunsilk. Kasi, same eh, diba? They cater to the majority of the people. Mm. They sell in the small bottles, small sachets and stuff that. And if, you know, they earn that much, then malay mo, it's the same kind of like business model. I don't know. Parang yun lang iniisip ko eh. But yeah, it is honestly insane. Yeah. Like, what that revealed.
I agree, man. What
I kind of want to know. I kind of want to know more.
I kind of want to start a skincare company. THHS Skin Care. Halo Halo Show Skincare. That would be... The number really is it's mind blowing to me.
Dude, I wonder what the capital is for you to have that. Sabihin natin, ang swerte mo if like yung capital mo lang is like 50k tapos sobrang nag-boom yung product mo. Damn.
Cuz okay. 13 anyway, million I 13 million I'd be set for like for life here, probably. I'm guessing like one day of work. I mean, her one day is like my lifetime. That's just to put it into perspective. Anyway, any more thoughts on this this interview? By the way, if you guys want to check it out, go YouTube it so you can see the whole thing. It was Rosmar making 200,000 to 13 million a day. That's the title on YouTube. Anything else?
Damn. That's it, man.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about Chow King. Yeah, Chow King going viral on social media because of something that has to do with an employee in Davao City. In a TikTok video, which was posted by a user, their name is @CabralMaria_, they interviewed a Chowking server who was carrying, yun nga, as we mentioned earlier, like products from her store. So mga Chowking items. And the person filming the video was asking her questions regarding like why she was out there, and it turns out that she was told to go out and look for people to buy the products, so bringing the products physically with her, but she also had to commute from her store to go to these places, and the commute involved like, you know, a jeep and maybe a trike at the end. The end of the interview, or at least toward the main thing that people really have a gripe with, is that they have to use their own money. They're paying out of pocket para lang makapunta sa mga places to push the products, which sounds like drugs, no? Push the products ng Chowking mismo to people who had, had no intention of buying Chowking. They're at the time. They're going door to door. And that's why people are upset at Chowking, saying, is this how you treat your service crew? Like, this is not something that we should do. And then Chowking did post a statement. But first, before we talk about Chowking's statement, what do you think about all of this? Like, is this something that happens around the world, do you think? I don't know, man.
That
seems off.
And I wonder, my first question is this the whole of Chowking, or is this
just a branch?
a branch thing. Because if it was a branch thing, then, you know, the branch manager would have to answer all of these questions. Mm-hmm. And of course, Chow King.
Yeah.
But for me, I totally agree with the people who are kind of not seeing this as something good, because they would, in the video, the worker said that they would have to spend their own money
mm-hmm.
to ride the trike or actually walk the whole way
yeah.
for them to deliver the goods. Which for me, I mean, on the get-go, that does not make sense, because we do have delivery. And you know that when you have delivery, when you order online and you get it delivered, may extra bayad siya.
Yeah.
Now, that's not supposed to be shouldered by the rider. Kasi, di ba, hindi yun yung, I mean,
it's not out of their pocket. It shouldn't be out of their pocket.
Yeah, it shouldn't be out of their pocket. Kasi, pakana mo yun eh, delivery mo yun. So, it's supposed to be yours. But, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like parang, ang nagmumukha dito is, parang walang pake yung Chow King with their employees.
Yeah, yeah.
Walang pake yung branch manager. Gumastos ka, wala akong pake. Ang kailangan natin, money,
yeah.
orders, sales. Mm. And that's just not okay. And even initially, I don't even think that they're, you know, like, the pay in that line of service isn't even that good in
no,
the first
not
place,
at all.
Feeling ko.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos papaganituhin pa sila. So, I feel like they have a lot of questions to answer
yeah.
at this point. And I think it just shouldn't stop there, because I think, you know, this thing should be talked about, and these big companies should be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They should be held accountable for their employees paying them proper wages. And just because, I don't know, just because they didn't finish college, they're not supposed to get like a proper wage.
Right.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
I do not agree with that. That's always the case. Na parang, hindi naman nakatapos ng college. But they have the skills to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit may iba bang gagawa ng trabaho na yan?
Mm-hmm.
Wala, diba?
Right.
Diba? Parang, it is just always so unfair. And I feel like this is the moment to kind of like push back on these big companies.
Mm-hmm.
Na, bro, pay your employees,
true,
man.
True.
Pay your employees. Don't look down on them just because this is, you know, they're a dishwasher or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi, di ba? Parang...
off, no?
It's off. It is so off.
Yeah.
Tapos, syempre, out of their pocket pa, sabihin natin na o-order ng halo-halo. Yun yung isang ano eh, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung isang issue. Mm. Paano pag umorder ako ng halo-halo? Maglalakad ka lang, eh dito now na yun pagdating dito.
Mm-hmm.
Which, di ba, parang, yeah, it makes sense. Mapipilitan talaga sila na mag-ano. And I even wonder if it's part of their contract initially.
Yeah, that's what people are saying online, especially even after Chow King has posted an official statement. So I'll just read a little bit. It's pretty long, but you can check it out on their social media pages, I think Chow King_PA. So it says here, Chow King management has received feedback from a concerned customer regarding an activity conducted by one of our stores in Davao pertaining to outside of store order taking. So we assure our customers that we are taking this matter seriously. But here's the line that people are upset with. As such, okay. We have asked the store to place the said activity on hold while the guidelines to ensure compliance with our standards are undergoing review. So they're just putting on hold. They didn't say, no, this isn't supposed to happen. No, we should stop this. They said, we're going to put it on hold. But also just to reassure, I guess to reassure people, you know, people are like, what about the employee? Well, the concerned team member continues to be a valued member of the store. So at least, you know, they didn't get fired or anything for being on cam, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes that happens, right? If you, that happens sometimes where employees get fired for interviewing with some, you know, with media or blah, blah, blah. So, man, so people are upset, like, on hold shouldn't really be on hold. Like,
parang dapat abolished.
Yeah, yeah. And what about like, you know, so one ex-user, Twitter user says, my protective measures ba kayo? HMO insurance ba kayo na binibigay just in case may mangyari sa crew ninyo? Wala ngang incentive, tapos own money pa nila gamit. Right?
I know. That's like the whole, like, that's like the downfall of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Own money, they're not supposed to do that in the first place. That's not part of their jobs. Pero actually, alam mo, sinabi niya eh. Sinabi niya dun sa interview, or parang dun sa video na parang, eh kasi ma'am, trabaho namin to ensure mm-hmm. the sales of the, to ensure the sales of the store. Mm-hmm. So parang, does that mean na talagang part to ng trabaho nila?
Mm-hmm. Get it.
Gets mo ba?
Yeah, I get it.
Na parang, because you, contractually, you said that you're supposed to, you know, like increase the sales mm-hmm. or like manage the sales. So if this is what you need to do, you have to do it. And alam mo, mm. taking out like the brand of Chowking or like that person, stuff like that, napaisip lang ako na parang, actually, alam mo ba, mm. I have been in the situation na parang just because you're in that job and initially, yun yung parang, sinabi mo gagawin mo eh. Yeah. So you'll do whatever is told.
That happens
like,
a lot
for
where
you to do.
It happens a lot. It happens a lot that you are doing stuff that's also out of your job description. Like they assign yeah. you more stuff. Like they didn't tell you during the interview, like, yo, this is what, you know. You know what I mean? Like I've done so much
but then
stuff
again,
in my other job
I know.
Before that I didn't sign up for. And it makes you wonder, like, man, why did I do that? You know, why did I do that shit? Yeah. Right? So,
kasi diba, I mean, like, laging may thinking na, oh, you know, you don't want to get fired. You yeah. don't want to cause a kerfuffle mm-hmm. in the whole business,
right, right.
Diba? Buti na lang, wala din namang nagsasabi sa mga tao na, edi wag mong gawin, you know, don't do
yeah.
that. Because obviously,
that's the worst.
Know,
those people are the
that's
worst.
The worst. That's
the
worst thing you can say to okay. a person
yeah.
like that.
Right.
So, I feel for, kasi, first of all, sales, ang hirap na nga nun, di ba?
Okay.
Second of all, customer service.
Mm.
As in, customer service for me, like,
tough.
Customer service jobs for me, one of the hardest.
It's super.
As in,
super hard.
As in, you have to have the stomach and the heart for it. Kasi,
there are some, I think I've said this, like, so many times, there are some asshole customers out there, and you
God.
Can't be rude. You can't be. They can't
you
be
can't
wrong.
You can't be rude.
Yeah, they can't
you
be wrong.
Can't
you
be
can't be rude to them. They can be rude to you, but you can't say shit. That's the worst part.
Oh my God. I was once told. Mm. I was on the counter.
Yeah.
I was once told. Now, oh, you're Filipino. Are you married? Because you know most of the Filipinos here in the UK are getting married to white people. And I wanted. Yeah! I was like, this is what I said to the guy. I was like, well, I'm sure a lot of people get married.
Nice.
And I couldn't be
nice one.
And I'm like, tapos nakita ko visibly yung the woman that was in the shop. As in literally, bigla siyang tumalikod sa seat niya na parang, I cannot believe this guy
Damn.
Saying this.
Jeez.
Huh. As in, you will honestly encounter, wow, the best and the worst, actually.
True.
When you're in a
there are some really,
service.
Like, I always, as you know, the saying goes, I always remember the really bad customers, but there are some good ones that are memorable as well. Like, I remember I got a $100 tip, bro. That shit was crazy.
Bro.
Yeah. At the movie theater.
No.
Yeah, because I was really nice to him, and then he lost his wallet or something, and I found it, and it happened to be the guy that I served earlier in the day, and he's like, oh, man, like, and then he even said, JC, that's like Jesus Christ, Merry Christmas, and he gave me $100. Yeah, man, I remember that.
Honestly, actually, alam mo ba, I have been seeing a lot of posts in the groups that I'm part of. Reminding people that okay, this is Christmas time,
yeah.
and a lot of people will be eating out, a lot of people will be ordering stuff, and you have to remember that the people who are serving you, doing their job, are also human beings.
True.
They're not going to be able to, you know, hold 8 things at a time. Mm-hmm. So just be patient, extra patient this, you know, Christmas season, because they, you know, I just feel like they don't deserve it,
yeah.
honestly,
yeah.
And. Honestly, for me, I really, ngayon ko lang talaga nakita yung value of working in a customer service job.
Mm-hmm.
especially when you're younger. Parang feeling ko, ang dami mo matututunan.
Yeah. I think so. I agree.
And 100%. I feel like it is such a good work experience for younger people. Mm-hmm. I just don't know about, kasi sa Philippines,
the pay is not good in the Philippines.
I know, the pay is not good. Plus, hindi ganun yung thinking ng mga tao na parang, oh, when I'm in high school or when I'm, you know, first year college or whatever, I'm gonna work a customer service job.
Yeah, because you need a college degree. That's the thing.
I know.
You need a college degree.
It's weird. Kasi, diba, like in other countries, para siyang work experience.
Yeah.
Diba?
Character building.
So, oh my gosh. The character was built in this, you know, sales person.
Yeah, so
in Chowking.
Dude, so sana, I mean, sana they really
do something That's about crazy, it. No. I just, honestly, I don't know if may mangyayari na malaking change because this is a big company. Yeah. It's like,
and we only heard about it because somebody decided to post it on TikTok. Exactly. As much as we always say, like, maybe stuff should stay in the drafts, this was actually a pretty, at least somebody shared this, you know, to the world. I don't know if whistleblowing is the right term, but someone is whistleblowing Chowking.
I think so. I think it's honestly genuine. Parang concern, for me, yung voice, concern. yung tone nung, you know, the woman behind the camera was like genuine.
Parang siyang nanay nga eh.
Asking questions.
Diba parang siyang nanay?
Parang, so paano?
Yeah, yeah.
Paano yan pag umorder ako sa'yo? Yung ganon.
Yeah, it's gets.
Genuinely asking questions. So for me, actually, what I kind of want to see is, as in like pressure from like these big companies.
Right.
Kasi, yeah, something has to change, I feel like. Or, diba, parang hindi yung buong pressure on the employee dahil bumababa yung sales of the branch.
Right.
Diba, parang you kind of have to do something about it as well. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
Any more thoughts on this, Rika G?
No more. How about you, man?
Wapow?
Wapow.
Okay, so before, okay, so those we said those were our three TTs. Rika G, our producer Marissa here on the side, has just come in with some breaking news. I don't know if you want to talk about it. 18 minutes ago, Catherine Bernardo posted on her Instagram.
What?
A photo of her and Daniel Padilla with the caption, "Chapter closed. I hope this finally helps all of us move forward. I won't be entertaining questions regarding this anymore. Thank you for your understanding." Plus, it's a carousel of, you know, so she posted more. It's not just a photo. There's a whole statement. You can read it, but it says, "I've been in the showbiz for 21 years, 12 years as one half of Katniel, and 11 years as someone who loved Deej even behind the camera." Ooh, it's long. It's long. It's too long, and it's making me sad.
No more. Oh my god!
This is the first time we had breaking news on the Halali Show.
I know. Thank you to our producer. Thank you.
Grabe,
our executive
man.
Producer Marissa.
Grabe ang it's a long
Grabe.
Statement. Actually, I haven't read That's all the way through because we're still recording. But yeah, long story short, Katniel no more. Wow.
I think this is gonna be a huge deal because Katniel itself, for me, it's a brand.
Yeah.
Diba?
And they were and the one that was like, solid. Like, I mean, Jay Dean was pretty big. Liz Ken was also kind of big. But, like, Katniel was, like, the premier one. You know? The apple of love teams. Right?
Yeah.
So,
pero alam mo, naisip ko din kasi, maybe this is, like, etong year na to, or, like, this whole era, is the decline of love teams.
Yeah, actually,
for me,
true.
For me, parang feeling ko it's a decline of love. Yeah. Like, it's not really gonna work anymore.
Mm.
It's not really gonna work anymore.
Grabe, dude, I'm just reading right. What DJ and I had was real. It was never for show. Tangya sakit par. Oh man, because you know, honestly, can I be honest? When I was, you know, because they've been together for a while, right? 12 years. So I remember, like, you know, 12 years ago. So I was like 20, 21, 22 when they first started dating. I was like, this is kind of whatever, right? Ako sa totoo, medyo baduy nga ito. I was like, medyo baduy nga. But then, after, like, you know, there were, I would see videos of, like, Daniel being really supportive of her and whatever. And then it stopped seeming like it was a show and it seemed real. Like, obviously it turned out it was real. And that's when I really started respecting, like, man, they're pretty. And they were pretty low key, you know? You know what I mean? They didn't really post all the time. And if it was, it would be, like, one post a year or something like that. But man, like I'm really sad about this. Like, because when Liz Ken broke up, JD and I was like, okay, man, all right, I get it. But this kind of sucks, man. Mm. I'm not really affected by relationship couple like celebrity breakups, but this is kind of big, man. Grabe, no? Damn.
I mean, I'm only thinking that it's big because honestly, I don't care because I'm not a big fan. Like, I'm not a big fan of love teams in general. Mm. So I don't really have like an emotional attachment to any of them.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking that this is going to be big because I know a lot of people do have an emotional attachment to the love team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are like fan bases and fan groups and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Kasi, you're just really... In reality, or what we're used to, what I'm used to, usually kapag like my love team na on screen, mm-hmm. you know, after a while, or let's say hindi na sila, they don't make movies together, it's fine. It's over. You're over it. Pero ito kasi, you know that they had a relationship behind the camera. And honestly, ako nga, mas updated pa ako sa life nila, you know, outside of the screen, outside the movies. Mm-hmm. Mas dun pa ako invested kaysa dun sa like movies nila that they make together. Because honestly, I don't even know.
The House of Us was really good, by the way. Out of all their movies, like The House of Us was the best one. Like it was the most,
yeah, I watched that.
I think it was their last one together. And it was the one where they were the most like mature, like in terms of their characters and their age-wise, they were the most adult. House of Us was really good. I watched that with Reese and Mark, dude. Sa sinehan. Sa Mega Mall. Yeah. Ganda ng movie niya.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah,
so,
whew. And she, yeah, I mean, she addressed, diba last week we talked about yung mga unfollowing. She said that she's well aware of all the rumors, but she didn't address anything about it. So, just like, all she said, all she had was good words for Danielle. Like,
kasi naman, when you are going through a breakup, and even just a breakup if you're a normal person, usually talaga, the best thing to do is to not say anything yet.
True.
Unless, diba, sa super mga close friends, more family.
Mm.
But like, publicly, I don't think, diba, the best way to do is to just stay silent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, damn. Chapter closed.
Chapter closed.
Wow.
What a statement. Wow. Chapter closed.
I know.
Yeah. Whew, that's going to be, dude, there's going to be a lot of sad Kath Neal fans out there. I mean, you know how I don't think they're as vocal as like the Aldub cult, you know, the Aldub cult, the ones that believe that they're the secretly cult. Married, but they're 12 years, they're young kids that grew up on them and who are probably adults or our age or, man, wow. Anyway, wapow, man, that's it, right? Damn. Okay, that's the podcast for today with a surprise TT.
I know.
Man, right there.
All right. So don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then join our Facebook group.
Yeah.
If you just want to update yourself or just talk with other Leche fans, it's The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then please tag us with all of your Spotify Unwrapped, whatever. If we're on your top five, we are grateful for you.
Yeah.
And even if we're not, we're still grateful for you for listening to us
the
whole year.
At Halala Show on IG. I think everyone's been posting. And I think it's going to keep coming in because I think we just got tagged like 2 times during this recording.
Ooh.
So keep tagging us. And we really appreciate all the listeners. And yeah, we'll see you next week, man. Shall we extra song? Halala Show.
Bye.
Peace.
Exclusivo.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.